Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary, and more. Today, the Final Four Investment Portfolio. Are you busted? I mean, bracket busted, of course. And if you're like me, you may have one team left, like Michigan State in my case, in the NCAA Men's Final Four bracket for this coming weekend. If you have two or more teams left in this group of four teams, then you should be looking forward to your new nickname at the office next week, champ. Though the four Elite Eight games from last weekend were probably the best collection of weekend college basketball I've seen in a long time, the majority of us are now left with a perplexing thought for the official Final Four games this coming Saturday. Who are these four teams, and which one should I now pull for? It's a great question, and as you figured, your Swamp Swami has a unique way to help you through the decision-making process. I think you should choose your favorite of your Final Four squads, Texas Tech, Virginia, Michigan State, and Auburn, in the same manner as you prefer to build your personal investment choices. Let's say you're an ultra-conservative investor. Is your style more of a defensive investor who prefers cash, short-term securities and bonds, and generally stays away from those risky stocks and long shots? You may be the type of person whose gut thinks that the next market crash is just around the corner, right? Virginia should be your choice. Yes, Virginia, you are the lonely number one seeded team remaining in this year's tournament. Virginia's stockholders remain, understandably, a wee bit skeptical after being a number one seed last year and losing in the first round, a very dubious distinction, to number six seeded commuter school from Baltimore, Maryland, UMBC. Now, with a head coach by the name of Tony Bennett, who also shares a name with one of America's favorite singers, the Cavaliers are trying to go from, pardon my pun here, rags to riches.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And redeem their fans' high expectations this season with a national championship trophy. Virginia is your defensive choice, number one in the country, in fact. It took an overtime game with Gonzaga, 80-75, for Virginia to give up 70 or more points in the year 2019 to a team not named Duke. Offensively, though, the Cavs aren't exactly the team to pick if you want to get rich quick. They rank a paltry number 215 in the NCAA's team offense category.
Ouch!
But let's say your investing style is a little less conservative, but still you're very patient. Do you prefer a higher mix of stocks and bonds and find yourself attracted to those balanced mutual funds and maybe a few blue chip stocks thrown in for good dividends? Well, Texas Tech will be the team for you to root for. Defense, you ask? The Red Raiders are a button-down type of basketball team who will defend your cash for a full 40-minute game and, if necessary, into overtime. They'll keep the game close with their slowdown pace and have not given up more than 69 points to any opponent in the four NCAA tournament games thus far. They are a solid number four in the nation in defense this season. Alas, like Virginia, your team's offensive returns will probably be a little below average, too. You see, the Red Raiders' offense can be, at times, a little bit boring and don't offer the highest yields. The Texas Tech offense is rated at number 159 in the country in points scored. However, Texas Tech's offense features a solid international investment that has provided great dividends for the team the entire season. Italy's David Moretti is the team's second leading scorer at about 12 points per game. Shooting guard Jarrett Culver at 19 points per game is from the city of Lubbock, where the school's from, and has scored in double digits in all of but one game this season. Culver's stock is rising, like in the NBA type rising, in the Texas Tech portfolio. Well, maybe you prefer a little bit more risk and return for your investment portfolio, but you need a seasoned manager? I present to you Michigan State. The Spartans are your blue-chip dividend team with an experienced manager in Coach Tom Izzo. Want balance in your team? Michigan State ranks 48th in team offense and 35th in the nation in team defense. On most days, these Spartans will give you a great effort on the defensive end and just enough offense to win consistently. And did I say win? Michigan State won the Big Ten regular season and then won the Big Ten tournament. This squad figured it deserved a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. Alas, and surprisingly, Michigan State received a number two seed instead. They were also placed in the same bracket as the number one overall seed Duke, which equated to this team being ranked as the worst number two seed and eighth best overall team in the field entering the tournament. Well, Sparty has been playing with a huge blue chip on their shoulder during this tournament. Ask the Duke Blue Devils. The number one overall seed was just sent packing and sent home by Michigan State on Sunday afternoon. This is the team to pick if you like seeing a team whose players are not focused on playing in the NBA next year and plays with the toughness of their Hall of Fame coach. And finally, do you feel lucky? Well, do you? Well, then your team is the Auburn Tigers. Auburn has been on a bull run with 12 wins in a row like no other team remaining in this year's Final Four. In addition to having the greatest on-set cheerleader for national telecast in former Tiger Charles Barkley, this Auburn team has been yielding a high dividend portfolio that just keeps on returning dividends to its long-suffering supporters. The investment portfolio includes pearls, too. Shooting three-point shots to win games can be risky, but Auburn's coach, Bruce Pearl, provides an inspirational lift every ball game for his merry band of lucky charms. Auburn's defense hasn't been very pretty. They're 107th in the nation, as their primary objective seems to be to outscore and wear down the other team. However, Aubie has surprised many as they have dispatched an SEC blue blood rival, Kentucky, with a gritty win this past Sunday. They won without the team's third leading scorer, Chuma Okeke, who is out for the season with a knee injury. In sum, any of these four teams has a reasonable chance to win it all this weekend. Of the remaining teams, only Michigan State, with Magic Johnson's 1979 team and Tom Izzo's first winner in 2000, has even won a national championship in men's basketball. There's no clear-cut favorite remaining in this weekend's Final Four. So go ahead, pick a team which suits your personal investing style and have some fun with this year's Final Four. I'm your personal investment guide, Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.